Jesus overcame temptation so to deliver his people from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Last Sunday we prayed, O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church, that following our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Having failed to tempt Jesus to doubt God's word about providing for our daily needs, the devil sought to deceive Jesus by twisting the very word in which Jesus trusted. The devil is a master of biblical knowledge, one who knows how to misread Scripture to deceive those who do not know God's promises. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, Again it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. False teachers will quote the Bible out of context, or will omit certain verses. A partial truth is, in fact, a lie. The psalm quoted by the devil is not an invitation to perform some sort of daring act, but to know that God keeps us through the knowledge of his grace and love. May our Lord grant us wisdom and knowledge to trust in his entire word, that we may know and flee from false teaching. Amen.